Hello and welcome to Books with Blankenberger. My name is Lauren, and we're gonna be talking about The Picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde today. To start, I'll give a brief summary of the book. It is focused on a young man named Dorian Gray, and it begins with him sitting for a portrait done by his good friend Basil, a painter, a famous painter from England at the time. And when he is there at Basil's house, he meets a man called Lord Henry Wotton. Now, Lord Henry is a very cynical man, and he also has a lot of influential ideas about the nature of good and the nature of beauty, which he then proceeds to share with Dorian. And after this meeting, Dorian decides that he would actually rather be beautiful forever than to grow old and still be a good person. Now, as you can well imagine, this sentiment is going to cause quite a few problems for young Dorian in the remainder of the novel. First off, though, Dorian gets to fall in love. He falls in love with a young woman called Sybil Vane. She's an actress at one of the local theaters. Shortly after meeting Dorian, though, Sybil decides that the love that she portrays on stage is not nearly as true as the love that she feels for Dorian. So she completely tanks one of her performances when Dorian invites Henry and Basil to come see her to show off this lovely woman that he loves so much. And Dorian gets angry because he wanted them to see how amazing she was, and here she is looking awful, speaking terribly, and just generally being a terrible actress. He's embarrassed. He tells her he doesn't love her anymore. He then leaves, and eventually, she kills herself. Now, initially, Dorian feels terrible about this, but Henry stops by to talk to him, and he convinces him that it doesn't matter. And the two of them go on through the rest of their lives, have a lot of fun, go to parties, meet a lot of rich people, do whatever the heck they feel like doing. And Dorian, meanwhile, has this portrait. After the death of Sybil Vane, Dorian goes home and he sees in the portrait, quote, something cruel in the lines of the mouth. Now, this is just the first instance of the portrait changing. But after this, which Dorian ignores, he continues to do evil things and unjust things and horrible things, and each wrongdoing causes the portrait to look more evil. Eventually, Basil comes to the house and he asks to see the portrait again, so Dorian kills his good friend, Basil. Then he has to ask this other guy to come and get rid of the body for him, another horrible thing to do. And then Sybil's brother shows up, and he tries to kill Dorian, but gets shot first. Another horrible thing to add onto the portrait. Eventually, Dorian decides that this is all just too much. He's been too awful of a person. He tries to reform himself, but it doesn't go well. And he goes home, sees the portrait. It looks awful, horrifying, truly despicable, and he decides he can't take it anymore. He picks up a knife, he stabs the portrait, and it kills the real Dorian instead, and makes him look as evil as the portrait did. So that is our summary of The Picture of Dorian Gray. Now we get into the meat of things. Let's talk lit terms. First of all, we need to talk about the fact that The Picture of Dorian Gray is a fantastic example of Victorian-era Gothic literature. It has dark horror with the everything about the painting. It has an examination of the nature of humanity and the nature of good versus evil. And that's actually going to be one of our main themes in the book, good versus evil. Because we have this innocent Dorian at the beginning. He's pure, and that's why Basil likes to paint him so much, is because he is this pure, angelic-looking figure. And Henry comes in and he corrupts that innocence. He corrupts Dorian into thinking selfishly and about the physical beauty instead of the beauty of the soul, which is another main theme for this book, that the painting represents Dorian's soul. It represents his evilness as he progresses into evilness. And so when he kills it at the end, it becomes him, and we can finally see the evil that has been brewing in Dorian's soul this whole time on the outside. So I mentioned that Henry is sort of a devilish, demonic, corrupting influence on Dorian. He comes in, he tells him to be bad, to do whatever makes him feel good, doesn't matter the consequences. But to have this devilish figure corrupting Dorian, we also need some sort of good influence on him. And that actually comes in the form of Basil, the painter. He represents the good side of Dorian, the side that says, hey, we shouldn't do this. Being selfish is not the best idea all the time. And so when Dorian kills Basil, he's actually killing that part of himself which cares about being a good person. And we can kind of see from that point on, there's really no influence in Dorian's mind that's saying, hey, don't be evil. He does a lot of more bad things. He doesn't really care when Sybil Vane's brother dies, other than being very excited because now no one knows that Dorian is the reason that Sybil killed herself. And really the only good thought that Dorian has after Basil's death, the only worthy, helpful thought that he has after Basil's death, is when at the end he thinks, you know what, this is enough, I've done enough, I have been evil for so long that this is finally the time for me to change my ways and get rid of this awful painting that represents so much awfulness. One of the other main symbols in this book is Sybil Vane. Actually, her name is the more important part, because Sybil means seer or fortune teller, if you will. And Vane, while spelled in the book V-A-N-E, means vain, as in V-A-I-N. Vanity is, of course, a big idea in the picture of Dorian Gray for Dorian Gray, because it's his main motivation throughout the book. It's his initial motivation when he says, I'd rather be beautiful forever than be good forever. It's his main motivation when he breaks up with Sybil after she acts so poorly during one of her performances, because he thinks that she made him look bad in front of his friends. He breaks up with her. So that's the idea with Sybil Vane and vanity. Now, the Sybil part is actually, I think, an instance of foreshadowing, because when Sybil kills herself, when Dorian berates her in the back of the theater after her poor performance, it is a turning point for Dorian's character. It's the first time that something he does affects the painting. So the name Sybil is used by Wilde to show that she is actually the crux of this conversion from good to evil that Dorian has throughout the book. And that's actually one of the reasons why I like this book so much, is that Wilde is able to put so much about evil and good and symbolism and amazingness into this story. And it really is almost an allegory for the fall of man, in that when we talk about Henry corrupting Dorian, if Dorian represents man, then Henry corrupts Dorian. Basil tries to save him, he tries to protect him, but in the end, it doesn't work out. And I love that Wilde, who was later excommunicated because he was gay, is able to put this into such a well-done allegory. So thanks for listening. So sorry I couldn't get even more into this amazing podcast from this amazing book, but hey, I tried. Bye for now.